Okay, now we come to the next Mishnah, the Hamardeya. Hamardeya. Okay. A lot of parts.
Oh my God.
This is a, let's say, Hamardeya Yesh Lachraim Vitech. Hamardeya has an Achraim as an outside and inside. Mishiva. Mishiva Lacharhur. Mishiva from 7 Lacharhur. Mearba.
It's a ho.
What?
It's a ho. I didn't see this part here. It's a ho.
A ho. Okay, Mishiva Lachachur Me'arba L'Darbon Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Darbon is the pointy part. Let's take a look. Let's see over here. Charchar. What's Charchar? Charchar is Nafal Mashket Hamei Al HaCharchar. Let's say liquid that is contaminated makes contact with the Charchar. Nitmu Zayin Tvachim in Amardeya. So everything it becomes Tamei until 7 Tvachim.
Mardeya, where's the Mardeya?
The Mardeya is the pole. The Mardeya is the goad. A goad. This is a goad. A goad has the darbon. You know what a goad is? A goad is the prodder.
I thought a goad was some type of vegetable.
A vegetable?
A vegetable. A goad.
A goad? A gourd.
Oh.
That's a gourd. So this is a goad. A goad is a stick. A stick that has a point at the end. You push people around.
It's like a... Nice joke.
Okay. Push you around. It has a point. Push you around. Okay. That's called Mardeya. See that? And then there's this thing called the char. What's the char? Charchar is the metal plate. Nafal mashke tamei ala charchar. Liquid that is contaminated falls in the charchar. Nitmu zayin tvachim in amardeya. So the tumah spreads until 7 tvachim.
Why only 7?
Because the whole tumah is limited to rabbanan. It's not a tumah deraisa.
So then it shouldn't spread at all.
Chazal said there are consequences. You think it's a get a free lunch? No
coffee.
Free lunch.
Be coffees. Let's go.
Tumah falls in the charchar. It spreads till 7 tvachim. Nafal mashkim tamei ala charchar. Nitmu zayin 7 tvachim in amardeya. Or Mardeya Vahardarban term, the remainder of the Mardeya and the Darban is term. Lefi Shahim Kliach, it's considered to be different utensils. So the tomb goes until the dotted line. Until the dotted line, that's where it stops. Nafal Mashka Tamela Eitz. Shabinehem Hare Ze Kimash Nafal Alachoria Kli Shaina Mitame El Alo Eitz Shabin Shabinehem. Let me move it over so you can see better, my dear. My dear. Nafal Mashka Tamela Alo Eitz Shabinehem Hare Ze Kimashka Nafal Alachoria Kli Shaina Mitame El Alo Eitz Shabinehem. Perush Rambam, because of Tosyam Div, Sheshnea Perushim has Nzhorn Barav, Maskivim Zemze. So if Tumah falls, now what does that mean in between here and here? No, it seems like everything. It's not clear. Maybe we'll see more in the parish. Okay, Nafal Mashka Tami Alo Eitz Shebinim Harizek Mashka Shnafal Alachoria Klish Ein Mitami Elo Esho Eitz Shebinim. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean from here to here, or does that mean from here to here? Perish Arama because it is Yom Shnei Perushim and Skam Burav and Skam. So we'll see, I guess. Okay, Nafal Mashka Tami Al Hadarban. Let's say the Mashka from the Darban, the pointing. Okay, no, I think it should be a little more. I think it should be a little more pointy. You know, because it'll be a little more pointy.
It'll hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, look, isn't that an improvement?
Yeah. You didn't want to talk about it.
Okay. And
what do you call it? This, I mean, if it touches in the middle, it only goes from here to here.
It doesn't say. This is not, there's no, maybe we'll see in these paragraphs, but it doesn't say. All we know so far is that if the tumah touches the charchar, the tumah spreads over the entire charchar until 7 tvachim. If it touches the darbon, nafal mashka tamei al darbon, nitmu 4 tvachim na mardeya, the tumah goes backwards until the dotted line. This becomes tamei, and this becomes tamei, and that is where the tumah ends. Good? Nafal mashka tamei al darbon, nitmu 4 tvachim na mardeya, shor mardeya,
how are you supposed to remember? One is 7 tvachim, one is 4 tvachim.
It's tough. You gotta remember. That's the way it is. You gotta remember. Shotam Leva Harakotam Lufish Shahari, Shame Kliach, it's different utensil. Now, let's
look at that. According to everybody, probably some machlokas on that too, right?
It says, Hardea Yesh, now we know how Hardea Yesh, Acharaim, Rutoich, Mishiva Lachakur, from seven Lachakur, Mearbol Darvon, from four Darvon, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Now, Lufia Perish, Arishan Lun is going to be Rav. Mechadesh, as a Mishnah Shim Nitmo, Helikatarbon, Lunitmo, Helikacharchor. But if the Darvon becomes Tomei, let's say Tuma touches over here, now he's discussing what happens if Tuma makes contact with the pole. Tuma touches the pole. Good? My question to you is, what happens to the metal, the Charchor, and what happens to the poker? What happens to the blade, the shovel?
That was the question I had.
I'm sorry, the Darvon. If you make kind of the Darvon, if you're Rishon, you should be Rav. Shu Perush Rishon, Mechadesh Amishna, Shem Nitma, Chelik Darvon, Loi Nitma, Chelik Acharecha. Ulhepoch, likewise, the other way around. It does not become Tamina. V'yein zed din Acharayim V'toich, Mamish, it's not Mamish din Acharayim V'toich, Sharei, Ein HaDarvon, Nechshav, L'Achori HaCharecha, Shem Reikach, Kish Nitma Darvon, Loi Nitma Acharecha, Rak, Shekamo Shiesh, V'tumos Mashka, Tumo L'Chatzoyin, just like when it comes to Tumas Mashka, there's Tumul Lachatzam halfway. Kishnitmu Achori Akli, Gam Kan, Yesh Tumul Lachatzam halfway. Shechelik Echad Nitmu B'Mashka, V'loy Kol Hamardeya. V'loy Kol Hamardeya. Ma Mash Enken B'Tumas Sheretz. Shemnitmu Achelik Echad Nitmu Hakol. Okay, so we're saying that it's not exactly, because when it comes to a utensil, if Tumba touches one, the inside, the whole thing becomes tummy. So you would follow that logic, and you would say, where is the inside? Everything here is the outside. If Tumba touches one part, when do you have a situation where if Tumba makes contact with one portion, everything becomes tummy? Where do we have that hechatim? So we don't. So therefore we're saying it's not exactly analogous.
It's not the same, because it's not like the other cases where you touch the back and cut the whole thing.
Touch the inside, where you touch the toich, the whole thing becomes. See, you don't have such an example. Here, right. In every single example, the tumah is limited. So we're saying that it's like the acharayim v'toich, where only we really refer to the acharayim. There really is no good example of a real toich. Okay, now, lefi perush harambam, HaMishnah Mechadesh HaShoetz Shebeemtsa Nechshav LaAchorayim. The Chiddush is the eights in the middle is the Achorayim. V'im Nofal Olav Mashka Tomei Hu Levad. Mashka Tomei Lehu Levad Tomei. Ohur Shom She'im Yipo Mashka LaMardeya Pesuch Arba Arba L'Darbon Yitmo HaDarbon. The af al pi yishlo nafal amashke el al yad a kli haynu lufi hambur barav the mishnah vav shiyad a kli so in a kli kibul leviyas a tumul a kli afilu b'tumas mashke nakala. What happens if Tumah touches this part within seven tefachim? So according to the Rambam, this becomes tamei as well. Why does this become tamei when it touches over within seven tefachim? Because this is a yad. This is a yad for this. So the laws of mashke is mechadesh. The laws of mashke apply to yad as well. Okay?
Good.
But according to the Rav could possibly be he doesn't like the Rambam. Doesn't know from the Rambam. If Mashke touches the wood even within seven tefachim, it's not the muchach that the metal becomes tameh. It could very well be that if liquid touches the end, the blade does not become tameh. How do you like that? Liquid touches this part of the wood, nothing happens to this. Would you ever have expected such a thing? No, you would. Because why? I mean, it's not a yad, and it's a different entity. Okay, then yesh la'ayin madua kishnitma darban lo nitma elafur tvachim hasemuchim l'darban. We have to analyze why is it that when the darban comes to lo nitma elafur tvachim hasemuchim l'darban lo nitma eish shabiyam sabu hareyug achorayim l'darban the chli shnitma mitaychan nitma achara. Alright. So basically, we pretty much captured the side of this picture. Okay, let's now go to the next picture. Next picture. Rabbi Meir says, okay, what does he say, Rabbi Meir? Ein lohem lo erbei oimer ein lohem lo ein lohem no we husku our bosh veshiva ella lishi royim for shi royim Rabbi Meir oimer ein lohem or Meir hamardeh kuloi kli echad v'im nitma miktsase b'mashke nitma kuloi. According to Rabbi Meir, if mashke touches any part of the of this object, the mardeah, the goad, if mashke touches any part, everything becomes tameh. You like that?
Mashke touch any part.
Any part touch over here, everything becomes tameh until it spreads the entire thing entirety. So what then does it?
Ein lohem
kama. Ein lohem. Rabbi Meir. Hamardeya kula kli echod. Echod. The im nitma miksasa the mashke din okula.
Ein lohem.
There's no din of seven. He's following the mission. The mission starts by saying, Hamardeya, the goad that has this sharp part at the end and this pointy part in this part. Yesh lohem acharayim v'toich. What does it mean acharayim v'toich? It means mishiva lecharchur mearba ledarbon. If you touch the darbon, it's an acharayim. Acharayim means it doesn't go all the way to the end. Whenever you say the word acharayim basically is a code. It's a code word for the tumah is limited.
Oh, really?
It's like a bus.
Oh.
Limited.
Acharayim means it goes to the back.
No, acharayim means that if tumah touches the back, what is the sin of the acharayim? What is the classic?
It's a toich and acharayim.
Here, go back to the classic.
Toich and acharayim.
Right, so what does it mean acharayim? If tumah touches the acharayim, so what does it mean? So what does it mean the back? What does it mean? What's the significance?
It touches the back.
Yeah, so what's the halacha?
Halacha is that if it touches the back, it doesn't go inside.
Does not.
That's it, does not go
inside. In other words, the tumah is?
Contained.
Contained. Or tumah is limited. It's contained, fine, contained. So here, in this example, is it contained? The tumah touched this part?
No, because that's the acharayim.
Exactly.
This is the toich.
Within four tefachim is called the toich. Midin yad. That's all the toich. If the tumah touches this wood part, this wood, there really is no toich. That's the point. That's what we mentioned earlier. There really is no real toich. When we say toich acharayim, we're really just focusing on the acharayim. That's the main emphasis. The main emphasis is the acharayim. The acharayim means the tumah is contained. What do you mean it's contained? That if tumah touches the metal, either on this end, does the tumah spread to the other end?
No.
That principle that the tumah is contained, the tumah does not spread throughout the entire object, is the principle.
The way I was understanding is that they're considering this the toich.
No.
And this is the acharayim. This is the toich, and this is the acharayim.
Okay, but there's something deeper. No, it's not. I don't think that's so. Because if you touch this part, if tumah touches over here,
yeah.
What did the Rambam say?
Nothing.
No, it's
does
not
it,
so.
Does it spread?
It does.
Maybe
spread.
Only according to the Rambam, though.
Okay, but it's not so clear what the Rosh says. We'll see what it says. And we'll see what the Rav says. But let's assume for the moment.
That's why it's comparing this case to these other cases.
Yeah.
Because just like this has a toich and an acharayim. And this had a toich and an acharayim. This also has a toich and
what's a toich?
This is the toich, and this is the acharayim.
So the tumah touches this.
Yeah, that's why it spreads up to here because
okay,
it's the toich.
That's a toich. Okay, fine. And what's the acharayim?
And the acharayim is still seventh tefachim.
No, acharayim. What's the acharayim again?
Seventh tefachim.
So where's the tumah touching?
On the pole.
Where is the tumah touching?
Here.
And as acharayim means it does not go, past seven tefachim.
Correct.
But the toich means it does go until seven tefachim.
But if it touches the toich, it will go seven tefachim on this pole.
So that's called the toich.
This is called acharayim. It spreads to the acharayim.
Where is an example of acharayim in the Mishnah?
Here's the toich.
Yeah.
When it's inside, it spreads to the outside.
Okay.
Here's the inside, it spreads to the outside.
And what is an example of acharayim that does not spread in the Mishnah, in this case?
When it touches it.
What happens when it touches there?
It touches here, it doesn't spread to here.
Okay, let's learn if it touches over here in the middle. That's according to everyone.
Whatever. Wherever it touches the pole, doesn't hit this.
So that's going to be called the acharayim. Okay, fine.
This is the toich.
Okay, if that's how you want to learn. Okay, fine. Okay, now we have, according to me, disagrees. Rameyah says there's no difference. It touches anywhere, it spreads across the entire thing.
Yeah.
So what then, do we ever mention this concept called 7 and 4? In Yeshaver HaMardeya, so the only time that we mention this concept of 4 and 3 is, what happens if the Mardeya breaks? In Yeshaver.
Yeah.
Okay, you take a jigsaw and you cut this. And it cuts, right?
Yeah.
Im Yeshaver HaMardeya B'Sech Zayin Tvachim Harei Nasech Ha'etz L'Shivrei Kelim. The wood, it becomes a shever, and it's tar, if it breaks. Im yeshav hamadei b'soch zayin tvachim, harei nasa ha'etz l'shivrei kelim, it's a broken kelim, v'hu tar. No longer can use the handle. And you start by within 7 tvachim, so you no longer can use it. It's no longer functional. You need to have a grasp in order to use this to soften the earth.
Right.
You have to be able to have a grasp.
Right.
If you don't have 7 tvachim, you don't have enough of a grasp upon the metal.
Good.
But if you have less than 7 tvachim, right, then you do have a grasp. So Yeshaber Hamadeya B'Sok Zayin Tvachim Harinas So Eitz L'Shivrei Kelim V'Hu Tar L'Fi She'Ein Oiroi L'Shim Eshiyad L'Charcho.
If it's less than 7, you can't use it.
You can't use it. But if it's more than 7 tvachim, then you do have a grasp. Avla Charcho Atzma Yedayim Kliim Kabbalah, but the Charcho itself is still a clue. But Avla Charcho Atzma, but the Charcho itself. The handle is no longer, but the charchor itself always remains a utensil. Let's say it breaks over here. Maybe it's a tumah of who zayin tvachim l'sham. But if it breaks over here, then it's still called the handle. It's still retained because it's still called the handle. That's the only time we mention this concept called 3 and 4. 3 and 4 is just to know if it breaks, is the piece of wood still called the utensil? If it's less than 7 or less than 4 on each side, then the wood is no longer called the utensil because it's too small to use as a handle. But if it's more, then it's going to be still used as still called the utensil. Okay. So now that we got that in order, let's take a look at the Rav. Let's look at the Mishnah HaMardeya. We have this beautiful thing called the Mardeya. It has the Charchor, has the Darbon, has the piece of wood, 7-4. Yesh L'Acharayim V'Toich. What is the word of the Acharayim? Meshiv L'Charchor Me'arbo L'Darbon. 7, if the Charchor becomes Tamei, so what is called, that's called the Toich? Where does it stop? It stops at 7. The Darbon becomes Tamei, it stops at 4. But if you touch over here or over here, it's called the Acharayim. The Tumah does not spread all the way to over there. Certainly if you touch it over here, it's not going to spread that far. It's not going to spread into the center, into over here, because that's called, it's called Acharayim. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, I disagree. Ain Loham, no such thing. Tumah touches anywhere along this thing, it automatically becomes Tumah. There's no difference. Everything is the Zel B'Zach. Ain Loham. Oh boy, how can you tell me? Acharayim v'toich.
It's all one zach.
So if your tumah touches one part, the tumah spreads to the entire thing. Oh, how can you tell me? Ain lohem, but there's a halacha l'moshe misinai zayin. So what does that mean? That halacha l'moshe misinai was taught with regard to a different concept, the concept of shirayim. What is the concept of shirayim? That if it breaks, if there's a crack, does the handle maintain its tumah? If you have less than 7 tvachim on the handle, then the tumah goes away. Because less than 7 tvachim is not a significant thing to hold the darb, to hold the charachor. Less than 4 is not a significant thing to poke someone. It's not significant. So therefore, if it's less than 4 here, less than 7, then the tumah goes away.
You would never use this to poke if it was less than 4. Sinara, right?
Rabbi Meir, ain lochem lo huskru arba v'shiva ella l'shirayim. Okay.
Very good.
Now to the Rav. Let's see what the Rav say. A long Rav. Mardeya hu makil aruch ogul. It's ogul. It's round. It's round. It's very long. V'av and it's thick and it's thick. Shalosh tefach. V'av and thickness is shlosh tefach. The thickness is a third of a tefach. The thickness.
Okay.
The circumference is a tefach, and the thickness is one tefach. Okay? very sharp, to cut roots, to cut off roots in the ground. You guide. You are a malamed. You know what a malamed is? A teacher. A malamed is a guide. You prod. You prod the animals to the furrow. Only 7 tvachim. The maladarvan naflu. It falls in the darvan. Ain tami ella arba. Period. So therefore, that's the toich. Until 4 is the toich. Anything more is called the acharayim. The Rambam perish im naflu mashkin tameim b'mardeya chutz l'shiv over here chutz l'shiv tvachem min acharachor or chutz l'arba tvachem min adarvan hare havei kichlish nitmu achoyrav. That's called the outside. V'loy nitmu toichoy v'oysan shiv tvachem asmuchem l'charachor v'arba asmuchem l'adarvan loy nitmu. If tumah touches over here,
won't spread.
It won't spread here and it will not spread to over here. Loy nitmu. Rav Meir says, "Ein lohem." I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no such thing.
Oh, but it says there's 4 and 7.
It's all one piece.
Ein lohem. Loy hilskri arba v'shiva elo lishiroyim. When the Chachamim gave a shir lecharchur shiva uladarvan arba, when they gave a shir 7, lo nasnu el linyan zeh. They only gave a linyan zeh she'im nishbar hamardeya v'nishar samuch lecharchur shiva tvachim lecharchur. And it remains samuch lecharchur shiva tvachim or samuch uladarvan arba. Tamei. It's tamei. If it breaks, there's a crack, it breaks, and you're left with 7 here, 4 here, you can still use it.
Still tummy.
But pachas, but let's say it breaks within 7, within 4 pachas, but let's say tumma touched one part, or the ma'ach tumma spreads to the entire thing. Because there's no din, when it comes to a mardeya. Let's have the Mishnah, a mardeya. All of these different parts, the darva and the charchur, the mardeya, 7 and 4, yeshloy acharayim v'toich. What is that? If this touches over tumma, it goes until 7. That's called toich. But acharayim, if you touch over here, it does not spread to over here. That's what the Rambam says, right?
The Rambam.
Everyone says it. Here he says,
"Zumach
Lekis."
No,
if you touch over here, that's some. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay, whatever.
It does not spread.
Chodeis.
So that's called the Achorayim. It's contained. The tumah is contained in your vocabulary. It's contained. It does not spread. There's no such thing if tumah touches anywhere along the entire length width, it becomes tummy no matter what. What then does it mean like hilskri above a shiva? What then does it mean be a 4 and 7? It means Ella Lishirayim. If it breaks, there's a crack. Oh, there's a crack. So then if you're left over with less than 7, then the pole is tar. Less than 4, the pole is tar. But if it's more, if it's less than 7, but if it's more than it's remains, because it's still it's functional. Because if it's 7, you can still use it to break the roots. If you have 4, you can still use it to push animals around.
Animals only?